action done in yoga. More of a perfect and a fruitful action.
Pardon? Again?
Action done with Bhuji Yoga and a steady mind. Isn't it most of the time successful?
Yes, of course. Of course. But the point is, remember Sri Krishna does not say that you should not act. He only says do not cling to the enjoyment of the fruits of action. In fact, the secret of every effective action is karma yoga. You cannot effectively act if you are not doing karma yoga.
That's what I meant.
That's right.
And another thing, as you said, to resort to Bhuji Yoga, that's the outcome of Satogun.
That's right.
So that will be governed by evolution only.
That's right. You cannot give this advice to one who is not already on the level where he can make a transition from Rajas to Sattva, or is already in Sattva. This advice Sri Krishna gives to Arjuna because Arjuna is already sattvic. That is why this advice is given to him. Pardon? True, because sattva is never free from rajas and tamas, but predominantly sattvic. That is why his whole question arises, because he is in search of dharma. He is asking what is right, what is wrong. Only sattvic mind asks this question. Rajasic mind doesn't ask this question. Tamasic mind doesn't ask this question. His recoil was tamasic, but his question is not tamasic.
Doesn't that mean that Gita is relevant only to a certain extent of intellectually developed?
You know, your question is so important, because we often say that Gita is relevant to our times and is relevant to the people of the world. And it is true that since this whole teaching is addressed to Arjuna, who was a master man, who was a representative of the humanity at that time, he was Vibhuti, he was sattvic. Therefore this kind of teaching is relevant to him. How can we say this is relevant to everybody? And yet, towards the end of the Bhagavad Gita, when you come to the close of the Gita, Sri Krishna says, what is true to one man can be true to the whole of humanity, provided that somebody really wants. That is the only condition towards the end it is left out. That anybody says that even if a man who is very wicked and evil, if he turns resolutely, then he will be liberated and uplifted. Therefore it is, although this is given to Arjuna, who is sattvic in his mentality, and therefore you might say it is relevant to sattvic people in the world, and you cannot teach everybody. But Sri Krishna towards the end says that even if a man is wicked, even if he is mudha, but if he turns resolutely, then this teaching will be relevant to him, because then he will be uplifted. And in that sense, therefore, you might say that the teaching of the Bhagavad Gita is relevant to anybody who asks the question sincerely. Everybody in the world, therefore. Anybody who sincerely wants, whatever his present situation, whatever he has done in the past, if now, today, he says, I really want a true solution, then this teaching is the revelation. Now to come back to what we are saying, when your action becomes steady, is real action, and no more reaction, no more inaction, no more partial action, but a real action, that is steadiness of action, it becomes real karma yoga. When buddhi yoga was really buddhi yoga, when buddhi becomes steady, similarly here action becomes steady.